Hello, family. This is Marius Fuller again with the Afterthought Podcast. I wanted to give another podcast or kind of come back in and weigh in on maybe some controversy people have been talking about for the past couple of days. We know Aretha Franklin's funeral was just a few days ago, and the eulogist gave a eulogy that was seemingly controversial. He made some controversial statements that was very interesting. And I think it was interesting to the African-American community because it hit home really well. And so in the eulogy, he made a statement somewhat to the fact that a woman cannot raise a boy to be a man, which I find very interesting. Interesting in several different ways, might I add. But one thing that was important to me was that if women cannot raise boys to be a man, that would affect over 70% of the household of African-American households in the United States. And so even though he made the statement, I think the statement lends itself to a bigger problem. And so the problem is not if women can raise a boy to be a man. The problem may be, where is the man? And I think while we're jumping on or harping on, can a woman raise a boy to be a man? I think we should be asking ourselves, where is the man? And that's a controversial statement because many men are not a part of their child's life. And not just boys, but girls as well. There's a missing element in the home. There's a missing element that we live without and we have no attention to it until it's a need, as if we use men alternately only if needed or only if there. Basically because I think we've come accustomed to women raising children on their own. And that speaks to the saddening of our day, because at the end of the day, it takes two parents to create a child. Two people, male, female, to create a child. Now, of course, the Bible says train up a child in the way that their child should go, or in the way that they should go. And that's training that comes from parents, mother, and father. And so, again, I think we have to ask ourselves the question, not can a woman raise a boy to be a man, but where is the man, period? And so let's take the fact, the statement, the controversial statement. Can a woman raise a boy to be a man? And I would say to you, before you try to analyze that, let's look and see what has been done. Women have been raising boys to be a man. Now, there are going to be some things left out. There's going to be some things incomplete. That's just like a man raising a girl to be a woman. Well, there's going to be some things incomplete. But single parents have to do the best they can because they are single parents, whether it's by choice, whether it's by default, whatever, what have you. I think when you talk about the skill of parenting or the work of parenting, there really is no cut and dry manual on how to be a good parent. Just like there's no cut and dry manual, there is no verbatim, there is no tell-all book on how to raise your children from baby to teenager. So you do the best you can. And I think so many times in our community, in the African-American community, we have to be careful that we don't point the finger at the person who's doing the work versus pointing the finger at the real problem. So the real problem is not women raising boys to be men. The real problem is there's no man there. Absenteeism, that's the real problem. When a man walk away from his responsibility and his accountability, that's the real problem. And I think so many times we don't address the real problem because, again, we become adjusted to the norm, the status quo. We become adjusted to this lifestyle. We become adjusted to it. And so you would even have to go as far to say, should a child be raised in a single parent home? Life brings challenges. Life brings issues. Life brings ups and downs. If the truth be told, we all know somebody who was raised by a single parent. I can remember years ago, and here I am in my early 40s. Years ago, when I was a little boy, around the age of 4 or 5, I can remember my father leaving the house, never to return. Now, this is why this is important, and it affected me, simply because my mother, all of our lives, not only struggled, but she made sure that we had what we needed to survive. She made sure of it. She made sure we had clothes on our backs, shoes on our feet. She made sure that whatever we needed, we didn't always have what we wanted, but whatever we needed, we always had. That's again interesting to me because she's raising children, and she's raising children without the aid or the presence of a father there in the home. And so sometime I think we need to stop being so analytical on the preacher, because the preacher's only talking about surface issues, and deal with the root of the problem. The root of the problem is not, can a woman raise a child? The root of the problem is she shouldn't be raising a child by herself. No individual should be raising a child by themselves. And I know you're saying, that may sound old school, that may sound archaic, that may sound a little bit immature for these days. But I think the reality is, every home has a structure. And if the structure is broken, the chances of anything coming up in that house, the chances lessen. It can still be productive, but the chances lessen because that single parent have to work harder, twice as hard, to produce for the absenteeism of the party that's not there. So it's important to me that I take a moment and say to all the single parents, and of course, mostly women, all the single parents, you deserve a pat on the back. And I'm going to say, and I know that's an understatement, you deserve great accommodations or accolades. You deserve for it to be shouted from the rooftop that you are the real gladiator. You're the real champion to raise a child by yourself. And I'm not talking about getting financial support, because financial support is only part of raising a child. You can have financial support, but that don't mean you're raising your child the best way, because a lot of women are receiving financial support but not spending that money on their child. A child is more than a price tag. A child is more than just a common or casual visit. A child is a blessing from God that has been produced through you. God, and when you look into the scriptures, and I won't continue to carry on, but when you look into the scriptures, it is God who opened the womb of a woman, or it is God who has caused things to be barren. And to be barren was not a blessing, but to produce was a blessing. So I say to you, if the Lord has opened the womb, and if you have shared yourself with someone who's no longer there, they're still responsible for what's being produced. And I thought to myself, as I listened to the eulogies of Aretha Franklin, I thought not to accuse him of a statement that he made nationally, but I thought to myself, isn't it amazing that we are arguing over a statement made, but we are not dealing with the root of the problem? And the root of the problem is not, can a woman raise a boy to be a man, but where is that man that should be there helping to raise the boys and the girls? So again, as I conclude, it's important to me that we notice some things. Absenteeism affects the child long term. Absenteeism affects the parenting style. Absenteeism affects the environment of the home. Absenteeism puts an amount of responsibility on one without placing proper responsibility on both. You could be a great absentee father. Now, that's an ambiguous statement, right? You could be a father outside the home, but your effects are still felt stronger if you're in the home. So I would warn all of us, wherever this podcast is played, wherever you hear this, be careful who you lend yourself to, because you may produce something that the other party refused to be held accountable for. Now, I'm going to try again to give you just one more tidbit, and I'll be done. I've often said this in my preaching and in my teaching. It's an insult for the judicial system to subpoena a man, bring him to court, test him for a child that he already knows is his. Then it's an insult for you to be forced to pay financially for a child you already know is yours. I would say to you, this would go to women and men. Make sure you share this podcast with women and men. Do not share yourself with someone who will not be willing to be held accountable for their actions. If he's an immature boy, he's going to be an immature man. If he's not held accountable at a young age, he may be willing to escape from accountability at an older age. So can a woman raise a boy to be a man? I would say to you, she can, because she's already doing it. Can a man stand up to his responsibility and raise his children and stay in the home even when things are not as comfortable as they should be? Can he sacrifice for his children and his family? I would say to you, he can. Life is going to be uncomfortable whether you flee your responsibility or not. You're more of a man taking care of your responsibility than you are fleeing your responsibility. Just because you pay child support don't make you a good father. And just because you receive child support don't make you a good mother. So, let's pray for the country, and especially for our African-American neighborhoods, so they can raise children to be an attribute to society and not a menace to society. Let's pray. God, I thank you for our young people. I thank you that they will make great decisions. I thank you that they'll be raised in great homes. And God, I pray that whatever they produce, they'll be held accountable for. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, family.